Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Picture, a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Let's start the show, everybody. Hour two of the morning show. Got your host, James, joined by Laura.
Hello, it's me.
And the best listeners in radio.
That's you.
Thanks for being here, everybody. We appreciate the company. Laura and I are going to get into some fun this hour. We got some entertainment news coming up for you in a little bit. We've got some other fun topics to get into, but we kick off the 10 o'clock hour in a really fun way. We have new Marshfield Chamber of Commerce member, Autumn Rickey joining us. Autumn is joining us with Pinnacle Marketing Group. Autumn, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good today.
Good. Good to hear. Autumn, where are you calling us from?
I am actually in Bemidji, Minnesota this morning.
Right on. And awesome. I will admit, part of the reason I asked that is because I just wanted to hear you say Bemidji. I just love that. I love that city. I love that name. It's a fun name to say. We appreciate you joining us, Autumn. Thanks so much for the time. Autumn, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role in the company?
Yeah, so my name's Autumn. I am the marketing manager here at Pinnacle Marketing Group. So we're kind of like a full-service marketing company. So we do a lot of marketing for small businesses and other businesses across the country, but my job at Pinnacle is actually marketing Pinnacle itself. So taking opportunities to talk to the public, doing all of our own Google ads, our website maintenance, helping with social media, all of that fun marketing stuff.
Yeah.
When it comes to those services, Autumn, you guys are able to give people a little bit more than I think they are able to find and do on their own, correct?
Yes. It's definitely one of those things where I know Google Ads are super not fun to try to figure out and set up on your own. So definitely there to support businesses so they can do what they're actually good at, like running their business, so you don't have to go learn all these technology things that change regularly, and even at this rate with AI being incorporated, things are changing much more rapidly, so it's hard to stay on top of these marketing things.
Yeah, now, you know, I would think that, Autumn, one of the things that you're able to offer, and it's a great point to bring up with the AI, is giving people an opportunity to show the difference of, hey, when you're talking to a real person, when you're working with somebody, an expert in this field, and what you can do that you can't just simply get through AI, you know, so much of that.
Yeah, it's definitely still keeping that human in the loop. I know AI makes it seem super easy to DIY all this stuff yourself, but it's still not quite to the point where it sounds like a real person who knows your customers, who knows your business. So it's definitely, we take the time to get to know you. We focus on like marketing things you actually need. We're not just going to sell you stuff you don't need. To really focus, especially for more rural or small town spaces. You don't have to spend a lot of money to be successful marketing-wise in those areas because you already have good connections. It's kind of just layering things on top of that to connect to your customers in different ways.
Awesome.
Kind of piggybacking off of that, Autumn, what are the services you guys are able to do that really help you stand out? You kind of touched on some of those already there with being able to give that personal touch, being able to focus
provide expertise.
Yeah, and being able to, you know, hey, what is your, everybody's going to have a different budget and being able to work with different companies and different budgets.
Yeah, so some of the big services too, like our website packages and offerings are very affordable compared to some others. And then once we usually lay down that foundation of having a good website, that's when we'll try encourage you to stack on those other things. Like that's where we'll explore maybe a social media option or talk about doing photo and video. Like photo and video is a great one to really show customers who you are, and especially now with people want to see you and your people. So having images of your organization or what's going on in your spaces is helpful. And then once you have those, it's kind of easier to add on those online ads. We also have graphic design services. We can help with logo and branding, any of your signs, flyers, all that stuff. And then, I don't know, we kind of do it all. But,
good.
Yeah. Or we can just be a marketing partner and have like a retainer and you just contract us for hours. Something new and different that people still stands out is we actually help with like streaming audio ads, so we can help get people onto those other radio spaces besides your local radio options as well.
Cool. You know, Autumn, doing a little homework on the company and just thinking about this topic a little bit, and this is something certainly we in radio work with and deal with mm-hmm. all the time in marketing and how to sell yourself. Yep. One of the things I had not really thought much about is there being so many different ways to advertise nowadays.
Yeah.
And you know, it wasn't that long ago you had newspaper, TV, you had
and radio. Like those were your options.
Yeah, like a couple of options. Now, I don't even know where to begin. Like if I threw a number out there, I don't even know what number to throw out there.
Yeah.
There's so many options. So it seems like from, again, going to the company, looking at some of the website, we'll give that email, that website address before we wrap up today. One of the things you guys are really key at doing is really my business and helping out a particular business and advertise the right way. Not just, hey, we're just going to throw you out there on all these mediums, finding the right medium for the right company.
Yes, that very much so. Like we have a lot of case studies on our site that talk about specifically how we help different customers, but we take a look at what's relevant for your region and your area. Like maybe Google ads don't make sense if you're in the middle of nowhere. Like maybe that's mm-hmm. where we lean into leveraging your local chamber of commerce and finding out the advertising options there. Like all these digital options are great, but we can help you find the right options. Like maybe we can help you get that right billboard inside of your town versus picking one somewhere randomly along the highway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's being very mindful about where you're spending your dollars so you get the most out of your marketing dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Well said.
How do you, you and the gang at Pinnacle Marketing, how do you guys stay updated on the latest trends and practices for companies?
Yeah, basically all of us are really good about paying attention to what's happening in the news, lots of newsletters and regular updates. We attend conferences and events each year. Our team, for how we do our creative stuff, we work a lot in the Adobe space, so we make sure we stay up to date with the latest and greatest coming out from the Adobe team, so we mm-hmm. make sure we at least watch the keynote for Adobe Max, which is their annual conference. But it's just making sure we take the time and energy to stay informed, especially in the marketing space. If you slack, like it's super easy to fall behind really quickly, especially yeah. with how fast things are changing and updating. So it's, hey, if a new version of the software comes out, what tutorials and training do we need to do? Just to make sure we are staying knowledgeable so we can help our customers.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Autumn, do you have any examples or anything you're currently working on right now that you kind of wanted to share, let us know a little bit about?
Yeah. Well, me personally, people like hearing me talk for some reason, so I travel a bit and give a presentation on work smarter, not harder ways to use AI at work or in marketing.
Cool.
So I myself try to stay abreast of the technology and changing things happening specifically in the AI marketing space. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can see why, Autumn, you're a great talker.
Yeah,
this
you
has
are.
Been awesome. This has been a lot of fun getting to know you and hanging out with
you're
you.
You're doing
again.
All the heavy lifting. It's nice.
Yes. I did want to make sure that people knew about our local rep in this area for Pinnacle Marketing yeah. Group. And I see that is Paul.
Yes, Paul Jacobs. He lives much closer than I do. I think he's based out of La Crosse. Mm-hmm. So he's definitely more accessible than I am. And he is great. He definitely knows that local space better. And with our other products besides the agency services, we also sell advertising space and phone directories, and he comes to your area annually to help with that canvas.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah, Pinnacle is really good at doing the marketing that is right for you and really that personal touch. I encourage you to reach out to them if you're a business out there and looking for different ways to market or advertise your company. Just reaching out to get other opinions and thoughts and everything. They got some really great minds over there at Pinnacle. And Autumn, if people do want to find out more, learn more, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, the easiest one is always going online, do a quick Google. Go to our website, pinnaclemgp.com, and then there's contact forms. That's a great way if you're a self-guided learner. If not, we're always happy to hop on a phone call and have a conversation. We do offer like a free 30-minute marketing assessment where you can kind of have a conversation with our one employees, talk through things to figure out what makes sense or what would be the best fit for you guys to get the most out of your marketing dollars.
Mm-hmm. And be sure to do that today, everybody. Reach out to them. Let them know you heard them on the air here with us. And Autumn, you did almost too good of a job. You're going to have to come back sometime.
Oh, shoot.
This was fun.
I would love to.
We appreciate you joining us. Thanks a lot for the time, Autumn. You have a great morning.
Yes, you too. Thank you much.
Bye.
Big thank you to Autumn Rickey joining us there from Pinnacle Marketing Group, a new Marshfield Chamber of Commerce member. Keep that in mind, all you businesses out there. When you join our local chambers, you get to jump on the air with us and talk about your business with us. We look forward to that. Find out more about Pinnacle again at that website she gave us, PinnacleMGP.com. That's PinnacleMGP.com. Laura and I will be back with more show coming up, the morning show at WFHR.
When some loud bragger tries to
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us.
It's true.
A little bit, big shout out to Autumn from Pinnacle Marketing. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun. A big shout out to our chamber setting that up. We appreciate them.
And, the Marshfield Chamber this time.
It's what we do around here, everybody. Buy local, support local.
Yeah.
So diving into some entertainment news, butterfly in the sky.
Okay.
I can fly twice as high.
Okay.
Reading Rainbow theme song pops in your head immediately. Just all you got to say is butterfly in the sky.
Yeah, probably. I don't think you needed the second verse, but I wasn't going to stop you.
Generations of kids, that's immediately that pops in their head name. Think of 100%. Reading Rainbow. Few shows impacted or helped kids more than Reading Rainbow and the great work by LeVar Burton and that team. And so it feels kind of good to say that Reading Rainbow is back.
Yeah.
They're going with a new host, Mikhail Threets, he's going by his online handle, Mikhail the Librarian.
Oh, cool.
He's the resident librarian for PBS Kids.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And the show will air on PBS.
Is it Michael? M-Y-C-H-A-L?
Michael. It's Michael. It's Michael. Yeah, it's Michael. Sorry. There will be celebrity guests, including Gabrielle Union, Adam Devine, Christy Teigen, John Legend.
Awesome.
There's no word on an air date yet, but they're working on it right now, and they've already got a trailer out for it and everything.
That's awesome. And Michael's perfect. Back when I was on TikTok, I haven't been on it for like over a year or whatever, but I used to follow Michael. He was great.
I just watched the clip.
He's so
right. This is the first I've seen of him.
Perfect.
And he seems like a natural.
He's a natural.
Very
genuine.
It's very
perfect. It's the perfect fit.
You know, what is the downside of us putting governmental money, taxpayer money, into public broadcasting?
I don't know. Where's the downside to helping kids want to read?
I genuinely
isn't that good for the whole country?
Look, I as an American taxpayer, I'm cool with this. I'm all right with that. My tax dollars go to a lot of other things I got a problem with before helping kids learn to read.
Here's the thing. I'm fine with my tax money being used to invest in the future people of this country. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm crazy.
I don't have an issue with this. Like
no.
I don't see that where
like,
the
I don't care. Throw as much money as you need to.
You don't have to listen
at
to me.
Encouraging kids to read. Don't you want the future adults of this country to read?
If you don't want to listen to us, Reba McEntire, who in her
sure, I'll listen
in
to
her
Reba
40-some career has never come out and said anything about anything, but felt that this was a big enough thing to come out and say, "Hey, support PBS. It's important." I mean, that's
it is.
If you're not going to listen to us, listen to Reba for God's sake. The original Reading Rainbow ran from 1983 to 2006. With reruns airing in 2009 a little bit. Of course, famously, LeVar Burton was a part of this. I don't know. I understand the new host. I understand not bringing him back.
Sure.
He's also very busy these days.
Busy.
And he's kind of retired a bit, too.
And he's retired.
But I would love to see them bring him on as like a special guest.
And they might.
I
wouldn't rule
will.
That out at all. LeVar is very, very still hands-on with Reading Rainbow and its brand.
I almost guarantee you part of the reason why he's not already a scheduled guest is LeVar wanting Michael to be able to do his own thing.
He wants him to shadow that too much. Get established, and then he'll come back and visit, I bet.
Yeah, but it looks great, and very excited for kids out there.
That's awesome.
That's going to be fun. They got to keep the theme song. Got to bring the theme song.
Or if they do it, they've got it. It's got to be a really good remix. I believe in them. I trust in them.
I trust PBS.
I do too. I really do.
I do. Myself, my brother and sister, my kids, almost every kid I grew up with, that do many, many different things in this world and very productive things in this world. Got into this a little bit with Seth on the Sunrise Show. Be sure to join us from 7 to 9 over there, where we have a lot of fun getting you some great requested country music and country music news.
105.5 FM, WIRI.
All that fun. We touched on this over there, and the reason I'm first off, I'm doing a little bit more of this, of these crossover subjects where we talk about them on both places for different audiences.
Lots of reasons.
But this one in particular, I should say, I wanted Seth's take on this because he has worked in behind, you know, concerts and different festivals behind the scenes. He knows a little bit of that world, along with, of course, loving to go to music things. Mm-hmm. And you yourself have been to a lot of concerts.
I love live music.
And you love live music. So this is an interesting topic to me. Mm-hmm. Country music festivals are hitting a wall in 2025.
Mm.
In just a few months, three major events have either been canceled or put on hold, raising big questions about the future of live country music. In July, the Country Roads Music Festival in Michigan was canceled, and that was a spinoff of Faster Horses Festival, which had already been shelved.
Mm.
Then a few weeks ago, organizers scrapped the inaugural Iron Hills Music Festival in Alabama, only weeks before its scheduled debut. And that lineup was pretty solid. Turnpike Troubadours, Jody Messina, Chase Rice.
Those are good, yeah.
They said low ticket sales and soaring production costs made the event, quote, financially and operationally impossible.
Wow.
And now another huge blow, and this is maybe the biggest one yet. Mm-hmm. Country Jam Colorado, billed as the state's largest country festival, will, quote, pause in 2026.
Bummer.
Organizers explained the move as a chance to, quote, reevaluate the plan and process, but it seems like it might not be coming back.
Ugh.
What's going on with country music festivals? There's a lot of people questioning this. Now, expanding this, and you can go to American Songwriter if you want to see the complete article.
Mm.
Looking at a couple of other things for myself out of curiosity, it isn't just country music.
Right.
We're seeing this across the board, but mostly for individual sales, not so much for festivals and concerts. But
it makes sense that it would end up getting to festivals, right?
Yeah. Like a lot of things in life, there is no one answer.
Yeah.
It involves multiple things. I would say one of the major problems is not just for concert goers, but concert venues, concert promoters, is the rising cost of things.
Yeah, everything's more expensive.
Now, you hear constantly the rising cost of this, the rising cost of that. When is the last time you heard, and salaries went up?
Right.
Minimum wage went up?
Right.
When was the last time any of us have heard that?
Right.
So with this, you know, and again, not being a math genius.
No, you don't need to be.
This going on and this happening more and more and more and more, these ticket prices going up higher and higher. I don't know what that was.
That was loud. Jeez.
I got to check on Pam. With all that, I don't know that I don't know that this is shocking.
Pam's fine.
Good. That's the most important thing in this building. When it comes to that, I don't know that this is shocking. I don't know that this is surprising.
Is it surprising that people can't afford expensive ticket sales when the economy is like this and their groceries cost more, just like setting up a concert costs more?
I don't feel like this is just affecting country music, but if you want to just look at country music, predominantly the audience of a country music fan. That fan base tends to be pretty darn blue collar.
Rural. Yeah.
What's the communities getting hit hardest right now?
And
not a single one of these politicians doing anything about it.
Right.
When it comes to that. It's not, again, not surprising with that.
We're not asking you to save our music festivals. We're asking you to support us so that we can continue to support music festivals.
There's also, along with all those factors, there's certain festivals that have been around. Hodag, Summerfest.
Yeah.
Certain ones we have in this state that have been around for decades.
Shoot, Bluegrass at the Lake.
So
I don't want to see that.
Okay, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about certain ones.
Bigger ones
that have been around for decades. They've had a chance to establish their brand and their IP. So when it comes to a newer festival that's just coming out in the last couple of years, anything after the pandemic almost.
Sure.
they're not, it's going to be hard for them to, okay, I've only got this much money. I only can really do one thing in the summer.
Right.
What, am I going to go to the one that I know has always been good, like Hodag or something like that, or try one of these newer festivals?
Right.
Chances are you're going to go with the more thing that you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
So for these, all these festivals that are being canceled are all newer or newish or mm-hmm. just brand new.
Well, sure. I would also say that alternatively, with Bluegrass at the Lake in mind, I would say maybe try out the one that's local. It's probably less expensive to go to. Maybe you can get two local festivals for the price of one statewide festival.
Well, that's where I wanted to wrap up eventually, was getting to local festivals and
sure,
seeing
yeah.
hopefully that, where I always look at these, I try to look for silver linings. To me, a silver lining of this, people are not going to stop finding live music to attend.
No.
It's just going to be a little bit cheaper, more mm-hmm. affordable, or local, more local.
Right. And that's it. We're building community now.
I'll be following this because I'm really curious to see where this all goes.
Yeah, it's interesting to follow for sure.
When it comes to interesting things, our Central Wisconsin, our WFHR newsletter, your one-stop shop for Central Wisconsin news. It is very interesting.
Yeah,
we encourage you to sign up for it. We'll have a new edition for you this Thursday. Our team is working very hard on that right now.
Mm-hmm.
While you're waiting, go ahead and submit your recipes.
Yeah, go to WFHR.com, sign up for the newsletter, and then email in your recipes, even if it's just texting us a picture of your grandma's recipe card.
We're putting together a 85th anniversary cookbook. It's a love letter to our community.
It
won't be the same without you being a part of it. Go ahead and head on over to WFHR.com, submit that recipe. And if that doesn't work for you submitting it online, reach out to us. We'll find a way to get that recipe.
Yeah, even if it's just stopping in, we'll make a copy on our printer and we'll call it a day.
We'd love to hear from you, everybody. Call
Absolutely.
Up. Bring us those recipes. We're looking forward to getting them and mm-hmm. submitting this cookbook. As a side note, keep in mind that with this cookbook, if you submit a recipe and it gets submitted mm-hmm. into the cookbook, you'll get a free copy.
You sure will.
Be sure to head on over there, sign up for the WFHR newsletter, and submit those recipes at WFHR.com.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, that's where you can also find all of our archived shows or our streaming shows like the Rapid Support mm-hmm. and things like that. Be sure to head on over there.
We podcast all those bad boys, and you can find them right there on the website.
Speaking of the Rapids Report, the other day we got to talk with our good friend Sally Kistner at Savor the Arts and Michael Moore. And Michael was a joy and so much fun to talk to.
So great.
Cannot imagine how great he is in concert.
Must
you can
be great.
Experience the magic of Willie Nelson with Willie and Family Live Thursday, October 9th, 7:30 over at the PAC. Be sure to check this concert out. Find out more and get your tickets. Willie and Family Live, Michael Moore's tribute to Willie Nelson. The 90-minute show is a heartfelt homage to the legendary outlaw of country music. Willie and Family Live is more than just a tribute. It's an immersive experience that delves into the life and stories behind the songs. They got the stage all adorned with cool Willie stuff
awesome.
And everything. It's not your typical kind of tribute show.
Right.
Grab your cowboy boots, put on your favorite hat, and join us for an evening of country coolness in Willie and Family Live, a tribute spectacular.
That's the best part. You get to dress up. Come on, guys.
Tickets are selling fast and may be purchased by calling 715-424-2787, that's 424-2787, or stop by at 1040 8th Street South right here in Rapids. Say hi to Sally and the gang over there at Savor
Please
the Arts.
Do.
You can 24/7, you can get tickets at SavorTheArts.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can get them by calling up right now.
Yeah, we're going to give some away. Why not? Call us at 715-424-2600.
Give me your favorite Willie song.
Yeah.
Your favorite Willie Nelson song.
There's
give
a lot
us
of
your
good
favorite
ones.
I mean, there's no bad answer.
No.
I love asking questions like this. Unless you give me, like, Sweet Caroline. Like, you know, like,
right.
No, that's Neil Diamond. That's not Willie. It's
well,
got to be
Willie
a Willie
does
song.
Do a lot of covers, to be fair.
It's got to be a Willie song, even if it's a cover, one that he's covered. But
right.
As long as it's that, you'll get these two tickets to see Willie and Family Live October 9th, 7:30, right here in Rapids at the Performing Arts Center. A big shout out to Sally Kistner and our great friends at Savor the Arts. Go to SavorTheArts.com right now and be sure to follow them on social media and call on up and win these tickets to go. We look forward to talking with you, everybody. Laura and I will be back after our break here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM on your dial. Well, thanks for joining us. Laura and James behind the mics.
Mm-hmm.
We're a couple of weeks out of Halloween. We're just on the cusp of October.
It's true.
My favorite month of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But none of these things should be creepy. They just are. We're going to get into a fun list here. Someone asked people to name, quote, normal things that creep them out and they're not sure why.
All right, let's get into it.
I think one of the more popular ones are those kind of like old school dolls with the eyes
absolutely.
Don't blink.
I have one of those. Well, its eyes do blink, which is equally creepy to
isn't
be fair.
It? Like
it's an old doll. But I have an old doll wearing the baptismal gown that was made out of my wedding dress for my oldest. Because at the time I was still Catholic, and so she was baptized.
I feel like that's the beginning of a Stephen King short story. I feel like,
and that doll terrifies all of the kids. It's just sitting in a closet in the basement.
you just help King Stephen King's listening to this, like, oh, I got my next story. It's like,
all right, right, sweet,
great stuff. Those dolls, like, I don't know what it is, but it varies between you're either creeped out because they do blink or they don't. It's one of the, you know, there's something about.
There's
that,
no winning.
Know.
It's a doll.
So a bit of an example right there, and we want your examples. Everybody call on up 715-424-2600. Use the Civic Media app if you like. You can call or text us. We'd love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
A chair that's still warm from the person who just sat in it.
Depends on who the person is.
It depends on if I knew the person. For some reason, if I knew that, like if my dad just sat in a chair and then I sit in it,
right.
Not creepy.
Like if we're in the living room and I took my mom's chair on the
couch.
But
I'm going to like see a movie or I'm going out to dinner and I sit down and the chair is still warm. I don't know why, but yeah, I agree with that. That's
no,
a little weird.
That.
That's a little, I don't know about creep. To me, okay, there's another factor. To me, there's a big difference of creepy and weird. I live in weird. That is
sure,
my
yeah,
that
yeah.
is my
Weird's
realm.
Fine.
That's my thing.
Weird's cool.
Creepy? A whole nope. different subject. Whole different thing.
Yep. My brain just went to the wrong place with that. I was thinking of a toilet seat.
Oh, yeah.
If that's warm when you sit down, I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, that is the definition of creepy. Yes.
Oof.
Yes.
No, thank you. Anyway.
People who smile with wide eyes.
Oh, no. I do that. Am I creepy?
Not at all. No.
Oh, thank you.
Like, that one is... Now, that's, again, a case-by-case thing.
Right.
There are certain people that do that, and yes, that will freak you out.
Sure. I've seen some creepy smiles.
It really, really depends. It's a certain type of person that it's one way or the other on that one, I think.
Maybe.
When you're having a one-on-one conversation and the person keeps saying your name, like, great point, Susan. Way to go, Susan. You're right, Susan.
It feels like they're about to forget your name and they're saying it to try and remember it.
That or I'm in trouble. Like, they're building up to the bad news. They're building up. Well, you see, James. Oh, boy, here it comes. It maybe that is a little bit triggering because of our parents using our middle name and that when we're like... I was Jimmy in my you know, for most of my life until all of a sudden I started getting in trouble, and then it was just James the rest of my life.
You've been James ever since.
Yeah, pretty much.
He hasn't stopped getting in trouble.
I remember in grade school when I first started going out here, I think it was at Washington School, they had this thing that they were doing for the kids, and they had all of our names on like a little circle.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a like you if you were good, your name was in the green. The word, you know, more in trouble you got, and they went to red and yellow and all that. And like me and Craig and Chris, our names just like day one, we're like right in the
there
red.
They were.
And they never moved.
Yep.
I feel a little bit like that. So when your cat or dog is staring at the corner of a room and you're immediately like ghosts.
Right. What you looking at, bud? Hey, what's over there? Come over here before you creep me out.
So Sam, my fur brother Sam, has done this for a long time. But in recent, I'd say the last year or so, Sam doing it, he's pretty blind now.
Right,
so
he doesn't see anything anymore.
I don't know what Sam necessarily, I think he might just be, maybe he's just contemplating.
Well,
maybe
when his hair is long, everything looks like something.
Right, yeah. I wonder if he's just daydreaming, I wonder.
I hope he's daydreaming.
Just a little daydreaming. Any children's lullaby, if it's sung even a little too slowly.
Or in a minor key.
Yes. It is one of the oddest things there is, and it is something that horror movie trailers have been using for quite some time. Of just taking an old...
Ring around the rosy.
Creep factor went up.
Just immediately.
Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies.
Not the same.
Nope.
Yep. Nope. One of those is cheerful, but also horrifying. The other one is just creepy.
There's something about
that. And still horrifying.
Just the ability, just even slowing it down a little bit, how quickly it changes that. It's kind of wild to think about.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, and this is a joke that many people have told amongst themselves and everything, but if you haven't thought of it before, go ahead and look at the words of some of these nursery rhymes sometime.
They are questionable at best.
Whoa.
Yikes,
I would sing the nursery rhymes. I would read a lot of the traditional books to my brother and sister. Yeah. But it wasn't until I had my kids
when
I started
doing
actually
it
like,
again.
Like, wait a minute, like,
hold on.
My daughter Izzy, love. I cannot stress enough how much she loved Ring Around the Rosie.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, the, Izzy's
the
around
game, right?
Yeah, it's yeah. fun. We're having a blast. She yeah. just can't wait to do the fall down part.
Exactly.
This is the early days of the internet, and yeah. I have a chance, you know, as I was saying earlier, to go down this rabbit hole and see, hey, what is this actually about?
But
what is
bro,
this?
Bro, it's dark.
Oh man, is that dark?
It's dark.
That is a dark one right there. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Playgrounds at night, especially if there's a swing set.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, yeah. That's
especially if it's a little breezy and the swings are moving just a little bit.
Oddest thing, you know, 3 hours before that, one of the happiest places on
Earth.
Perfectly
fine.
3 hours later, dark. Mm-hmm. Just crazy. Just weird how that works.
Absolutely.
Mascots.
Yeah, every mascot, every time. I'm sorry. Also, what's the one? What's the Philadelphia Flyers one? What's his name?
Oh, yeah.
The orange one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Here's looking at you.
man. I know that one, but I was thinking of the King Cake Baby.
Oh, gosh.
Gritty. Oh. Gritty.
Yeah, Gritty. Gritty is right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, here's looking at you, Gritty.
But I was trying to look up the King. So New Orleans Pelicans had a King Cake Baby.
Oh, no, that one's horrifying.
You've seen that? Okay.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I don't want to throw it in my search engine if I don't have to.
Gritty's like the okay kind of creepy. Yeah. He's a little menacing, but you're into it.
Purdue University has Purdue Pete or Pistol Pete or something like that. And that one's a little weird to me, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually the googly eyes, though. The
sure.
eyes that are all over the place.
Yeah.
That's the one that usually throws a mascot off.
Charm.
Yeah, I think so. That makes them silly. Like, if
right.
the eyes are steady, then all of a sudden it's creepy. But if they're flying all over the place, oh, it's just silly.
Right.
And so that's the big defining factor
yep,
there.
Yep.
All you
He's
mascot
staring
creators
right in your
out
soul.
There. Yeah, right, right, yeah. People who say my pleasure instead of you're welcome.
That one's context matters because sometimes
really
that works. Other times it does not. Don't use it for everything, everybody.
I don't necessarily like that you're welcome. I feel like we should have something better than that. But yes, you're so right about that.
Yeah.
I was working at a hotel and mm-hmm. I just started working with these people.
Sure.
And I did something for somebody and it was a young lady. And I said, oh, my pleasure. And I just said it like that, just as casual as possible. And HR got called.
Right.
because did not know how to take it.
And what you meant was something like anytime.
Yeah, it's
no
all I
problem.
Meant. Could not have been more blind or blunt about it or anything. It's me saying it. I don't know how to flirt. I wasn't
no, you
doing
do not.
That. So for her, she took it as a little bit
yeah.
different. I could see that. I could see that.
Yeah.
Human feet. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
all right. In defense of feet, they're not all bad.
No.
Some feet are okay. Other feet are not okay. Put those dogs away, my dude. Oh.
We need them, though. We need feet.
Feet are so important.
Take
care
of
your feet so that you don't look like a pelican.
And finally on the list, Labu dolls? Or
Labubus.
Labubu dolls.
They're a little terrifying. They look like Monchichis.
That's what I thought.
They look like a... updated version of a Monchichi.
Yeah, great tie in there. Yeah, I see them now.
Oh, no, I realized it like last week or the week before, and I haven't gotten it out of my head. They're Monchichis.
So I think that you could do a whole separate thing just on kids' toys
sure.
with this list.
Kids' toys are inherently creepy when you're an adult.
Yeah, yeah. It's wild to think of some of the stuff that, like, you know, as a kid seemed pretty funny or whatever, and then some of this stuff, yeah. The sound of a landline phone ringing in the silent in the night.
Sure.
It's got to be a certain...
I mean, I guess.
It's got to be a certain ring.
I guess, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's never a good thing when your home phone is ringing in the dead of night.
What about people who talk in their sleep?
Oh, that's terrifying every time.
Yeah.
Every time. Nothing good gets said.
one of the bigger ones for me that I've never quite... Like, I get it. I understand it on its... you know, especially as a kid who grew up in a Stephen King household, I get it. But I've never quite... It's never done it for me. Clowns. I know a lot of people...
I was never creeped out by clowns either, but
really
both of my siblings were. And I very nearly went to clown school in 2007 and chose not to because I didn't want to terrify my siblings.
So this one person on Reddit added to their list strawberries. And they had a reason for this because a lot of people are like, why strawberries? She says, quote, once when I was like 10, I was eating a strawberry and my little kid brain was like, but what if I bite into one of them and there's a worm in it? She's in her 30s now and she still worries about it.
I had like a brief time where I was that way about apples because I watched a lot of Richard Smalley cartoons.
Oh, those are great. Great books, too. I love those books as a kid. They
honestly,
were great.
And I love the animation.
The illustrations in those books were insane. There was so much to look at in those books.
There was so much going on.
They did such a cool job on those.
It appealed to
my little
brain.
Those are underrated books. Mm-hmm. Those are underrated books, those Richard Smalley books. So to piggyback, part of the reason I'm bringing this up is I don't want to say which one of my siblings because I know I will get in trouble.
Oh, come on. We know who
it is. But I am the older brother, so I will just say that. One of my siblings was worried that when they ate watermelon, if they ate a seed, the watermelon could grow inside their little kid belly.
I feel like one out of every three kids had that.
Okay, that was the only time I had ever heard of it, and I was blown away.
So I have older cousins who are like 10 years older than me or so, right? And they got me with that one because of course they got me with that one. Good. And so I didn't eat watermelon that whole picnic. And then afterwards when I was talking to my mom and I found out that's not what happened, I was so angry I didn't get to eat watermelon.
Fine. Hopefully nobody's out there growing an orchard in their stomach, right? Maybe you can grow the biggest peach or something, though.
If it happens post-mortem, bring it on. Yeah. I'd love to be a garden.
We'd love to hear from you out there. You can find the complete list at reddit.com. Laura and I will be back, wrap up the show, morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura and James going to take you right up to the top of the hour. Coming up for you, nothing but great civic media programming throughout the day. Be sure to check it out. Got to check some of Maggie's show the other day. Love hearing her.
Yeah, she did a live one from a farm last week. That was great. Really, really good.
Yeah, that was a really good one. Check that one out if you missed it, everybody. Check out the pod. Some great stuff there. Great things coming up for you throughout the day today. Be listening for that. Laura and I going to get into our schedule and some good stories of the day. Did I cut you off? Sorry.
No.
Oh, okay. Couldn't tell if you're taking a breath or if I cut you off.
I was trying to say yeah, but I was already out of breath, so it just nothing happened.
It worked, though. It still worked. It worked. It was all right. When it comes to our local schedule here, first up, just rewinding real quick, a big thank you to Autumn Rickey joining us from Pinnacle Marketing Group as a new Marshfield Chamber member. That was fun getting to meet Autumn and talk to her a little bit. We got a great rapid support lined up for you, and it's a part of a series, one that we've done here from over decades.
Tis the season.
We're very excited about this, and I do give you a big shout out, Laura, making working on the schedules with all these and stuff.
Yeah, I am the scheduling team for the Rapids Report.
We've got the Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen pageant contestants joining us.
It's true.
We kick this off today with Caitlin, Haley, and Liz, Liv, joining us.
Yeah, we're going to have four interviews over the next week. Mm-hmm. With them, yeah.
Looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be doing that interview, and the podcast will be there for you this afternoon. Be sure to check it out at WFHR.com, everybody. Also, be sure to head on over there for all of our, our podcasts and former old Rapids Report episodes, things like that. We also had some local things we wanted to touch on, Laura. Got a big event for our United Way coming up tomorrow.
It's true. At Noodles & Company of Wisconsin Rapids, from 4 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, you will be able to buy your dinner there and give 25% of the sales directly to the United Way of Southwood and Adams County, and they are always doing great stuff in the area. If you want to learn more about this or learn more about the United Way of Southwood and Adams County, you can visit uwswac.org.
Be sure to head on over there. Bookmark that page, everybody. Mm-hmm. Big thank you to our United Way. Got some other great events going on in our area. One of them is happening this Thursday. Our great friends at McMillan Library have their concert series that they've been going on at their Fine Arts Center, and a band that we've all been looking forward to, Medusa.
We all got pretty excited when we heard about Medusa.
This is a really fun-sounding band. Check them out. It's a free event. Get a special edition button at each concert as well.
Which is so cool.
It's really fun. Be sure to check this concert out,
and
everybody.
And it's a free concert, guys.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Be sure to check that out and support our good friends over at McMillan Library. Mm-hmm. Free Concert Thursday coming back this Thursday. Medusa coming to town.
Yeah, it's an easy way to bring your book back or check out a new one while you're there. Why not?
Great point. Yeah, head on over there and check it out. The Fine Arts Center this Thursday at 7. Love our friends at McMillan Library.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a big variety show coming up, Laura, that we're excited about around here.
It's true. The Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's Golden Anniversary Variety Show is going to be on October 11th at 2 p.m. They're looking for acts to participate in the celebration, so you can contact Gretchen, the theater director, by calling 715-421-0435 if you are interested, and you can get your tickets for the event by visiting wrctheater.org.
We wrap up September today as a morning show, and mm-hmm. as we are saying goodbye to September and getting excited about October and all the fun things that fall brings and stuff,
mm-hmm.
one more time, I do want to remind everybody that every month really should be Suicide Prevention Month.
It's true.
And as September is Suicide Prevention Month, and as we're wrapping it up, we wanted to shed a light one more time on the crisis that touches far too many of our veterans and mm-hmm. veterans' families.
Mm-hmm.
Suicide remains one of the most urgent issues facing veterans today. Factors such as post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, substance use, chronic pain, challenging of ages, and so many other factors can impact this. And impact is not limited to one generation. From young veterans returning home today to those who served decades ago, this struggle is very real.
Mm-hmm.
The more we talk about this subject matter, the more we get it out there, the more comfortable people are talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And while we tend to focus on younger people or just have that image in mind oftentimes, mine does not have an age range to it.
Well, and think about it. Think about how old an Iraq war vet is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you need help or if you are struggling with that, speak to a professional or call 988, the crisis line.
We encourage you to do that. Of course, checking out the VVA resource page or Veterans Crisis Line. And again, as Laura said, 988 is a great one to check out. And be sure to, another thing that we can do every day when it comes to this subject matter is be cool.
Just be like, cool.
Treat
people like people, y'all.
You don't know what another person is going through. Somebody mm-hmm. may be struggling with this. Say you and your friends are sitting there and you're talking about suicide and you're talking about it in a negative way, or you're making jokes about it or something like that. Somebody in that group of friends of yours may be struggling with this that you don't even realize.
It's more likely than you realize.
And I imagine that you as a friend would not want to not be an ally, not want to be a friend about that.
Wouldn't you prefer that they talk to you instead of follow through on that thought?
You just don't know how much these kind of things can impact stuff. So be a friend.
Just be cool.
Be good about it and everything. It's not. There's plenty of other things
mm-hmm.
In life. And again, 988 is the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Spread the word about that. Be a friend. Be an ally about this subject
Absolutely.
Matter. And a big thank you again to our good friend Tom Heiser, reminding me of that earlier this month, and so we could really hit on that throughout the month here.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to touch on some good stories of the day and great events. One other event I wanted to make sure to mention here, and it is not at all because I have to, but the going on over at with our good friends over at McMillan Library,
mm-hmm.
Family Fun, James the Magician.
Yeah.
James the Magician is making his debut performance at McMillan Library. His show will be going on today from 6 to 7 tonight.
Cool.
Be sure to check that out. And I am not mentioning this just because as the,
it is not this James the Magician. A very different James the Magician will be at McMillan.
My magic shows are much more sad.
They're very sad.
They're not so much funny as they are.
Imagine an emo magician.
It's just
not good.
But
like the Cure emo?
You want a trick? I'll tell you a trick. Hope is a trick. It's not very good.
A good magic trick.
People aren't inviting me to birthday parties.
No, they're not.
They don't want that.
Nope, even with the face paint.
It's not good. Yes, check that out and find out more about some of the great events going on over at McMillan Library. McMillanLibrary.org, McMillanLibrary.org. Now, some world good stories to dive into. Students at a high school in central Pennsylvania just did something for the first time this century, arriving at school by steam train on Friday.
Cool.
The 150-year-old train just got restored and turned into a tourist attraction. Experts say it's the first time in the 21st century that more than half of a class has gone to school that way.
Oh, that's cool.
Just real quick, though.
That's
very cool story. So kids used to go to school by train?
Well, I mean, it
makes
before
sense,
buses.
But I never thought about this before. We got. Oh,
come
we should have gotten
man.
That, man. That's cool. I love traveling.
No,
by
I do.
Train.
I have traveled across the country more than once in more than one direction by train.
I love
a train.
I think that'd have been a cool way to go to school. That's pretty cool.
I don't even care that it took me 3 days to get to Washington D.C. by train. I was fine with that.
There's something about it. A rare orange lobster had its life spared in an upstate New York this month.
Well, congratulations to that orange lobster.
Yeah, some guy was at the store when he spotted it in a tank and knew it was special. Only around 1 in 30 million lobsters are orange before they're cooked.
How cool.
He bought it and named it Jean-Claude.
Oh, my God.
He got in touch with an animal group and released it back into the ocean.
Oh, that's great.
Well done, sir. Well done. And great name.
Awesome name.
Yeah.
I'll props to that one.
As somebody who has a rabbit at home with a great name.
Yeah. Janice Hoplin.
Yeah, it's great. It's a good name. A guy near Toronto has been cheering up his community by taking his wiener dog for walks while dressing as a wiener dog himself.
Solidarity. We love to see it.
This is great. Now, whatever you're picturing as a costume, picture it three times that size, okay? Because that's...
Oh, that's magnificent. It's inflatable. It's an inflatable wiener dog costume, and he's walking his wiener dog with it.
I don't know if it's just the lack of sleep or the fact that I did not pre-read this, but I did not expect him to be a gigantic
it's
wiener dog costume. There's something about that is just hilarious.
It's so good. It's so good.
That's a good one right there. And a guy from a classic internet meme continues to use his fame for a good cause. Blinking guy or blinker white guy is a clip where a man double blinks and looks surprised.
Right.
You've seen it 100 times. Well, his real name is Drew Scanlon, and he's a producer for Twitch. He just rode 100 miles across the Bay Area this weekend to raise money for MS research.
Oh, cool.
He's been a part of a charity called Bike MS for years and raised over $250,000.
Oh, how cool.
Great show today, Laura.
You too.
Be good to each other out there.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE